streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Time once again for a breaking news edition of the Bama Online Podcast. And as typically the case when we break her here on the BOL pod, it has to do with recruiting and specifically commitments on the recruiting trail, and a big one for Alabama to bring to you. Alabama picks up its third five-star defensive back commitment for the 2023 cycle as Caleb Downs, the nation's top safety and a top 15 overall prospect for the 2023 cycle from Mill Creek High School in the Atlanta area. Tim Watts, Caleb Downs commits to the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this is a huge one. I wouldn't just say big. This is a massive one. You're getting the number one player in the state of Georgia. Let me tell you, I have watched a lot of film this year. I can do every year, humble brag. But when I looked at Caleb Downs' film, you're not going to find a better football player in his class. There's not one. I'm not saying he's the best or should be number one, but there's not a better football player than this guy. Unbelievable on tape, everything he does, the athleticism. I've had people compare him, to Minka, to Brian Branch, faster Brian Branch. But when you watch this guy, there's literally every single box on the field is checked. And then you flip it to off the field and every single box is checked with this guy. Tremendous talent. He has size. He's a big hitter. He's got speed, his instincts and his playmaking ability is unbelievable. You can watch several plays where you can tell how well studied. And that's something people told me behind the scenes. This kid loves the game, loves to study the game. So you can see that on his film where he's reading a play and as you're watching him, you quickly realize he knows exactly what's coming. He knows what that play is. Something's tipped him and he's went in there. He's going to go in and make a play. Obviously a guy that, just helps his team and every single way on the field, also a leader off the field. So you really can't say enough about how big of a commitment this is. Again, anytime you get a player of this caliber, it's a big boost for your program. You get that guy from the state of Georgia to, one of the top three or four states in the country. I'd probably put it in the top two or three, to be honest, overall. You're getting a heck of a football player.
We throw around elite maybe too much, but it certainly qualifies with Caleb Downs. Single high looks at safety, sinks into the box and some other looks. Sub package viability for the future in a defense like Alabama's, whether it's star and money. You made the references to Brian Branch, currently of Alabama, previously Minka Fitzpatrick. Just an exceptional all around skill set. And you talk about tape. I'm with you, man. This guy really closes ground quickly and is a sure tackler. He can play in coverage too, but there's a lot of times it looks like there's some green there on some plays, Tim. But man, he eliminates space and gets people onto the ground with authority, unlike many defensive back prospects I've seen in the past.
This guy's violent. I mean, he's a violent hitter. He's a violent closer. When you watch him, he's sticking that, I don't want to say that head in there. That's so old school. But he's sticking that shoulder in there and really, Brent, you said bringing him down. A lot of times you'll see DBs, they'll try to get that angle on a receiver or a ball carrier and limit the blow they take. Not this guy. He revels in it. I was looking at his athletic background on his profile, and it really is absurd. He's a baseball, basketball, football guy, member of the National Honor Society, helped to build Mill Creek basketball team to the Georgia State tournament, two-way player, 2021, scored five different ways over the course of the season, four rushing, two receiving, two interception returns, a kickoff return, and threw a TD pass. 77 tackles, 11 pass breakup, five interceptions. Could go on and on here. Region 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, player of the year. Unbelievable. I mean, like I said, every box checked on the field, certainly. Every box checked off the field. When you talk to anyone involved, and this recruitment tells you about him. So you're getting not only a player, you're getting a leader. You're getting just about everything you're looking for in a football player. Like I said, I'm not like building the hype like he's the number one player in the country. Anybody that follows recruiting knows how hard it is to rank a safety. We basically try to do that five stars based on the NFL draft. No safety's ever went number one. Somebody's going to text me later and say 1938 someone did. But I'm talking in recent memory. No safeties went number one, so he can't technically be ranked number one because the NFL wouldn't draft him number one. However, he can be the best football player in his class, and I think Caleb is as good as any. I would like somebody to point out who's a better football player at their position than Caleb Downs. I think he's an incredible prospect.
You know what I kind of look at as a tiebreaker if it comes down to it? How about bloodlines, Tim? His dad, Gary, played running back for NC State and in the NFL, college assistant, his dad. His brother, Josh, last season was a first-team All-ACC wide receiver at North Carolina. And his uncle, you remember Dre Bly, that's going back in the time machine for you and I even.
Absolutely, I remember.
Outstanding cornerback for North Carolina in the late 1990s before making two Pro Bowls in the NFL. So if you want to look at DNA for this guy, he checks out pretty good there as well.
Yeah, you know, we had that nugget up about 2 or 3 weeks ago that said Alabama was trending. No one had really said it till then. We had some pretty good sources on that Alabama had moved in. And we should have already mentioned him now, but Charles Kelly did a tremendous job, has laid the woods. That, you know, that's just sort of a tendency you mentioned with Charles Kelly. Not a lot of guys. There's not a lot of quantity, but there's a lot of quality and what he does every year in recruiting. If you look back slowly, or not slowly, you can go fast if you want. If you look back at his recruiting efforts, he's done such a tremendous job. He doesn't get nearly enough credit. Build a strong relationship here. Of course, you know, Tavarius Robinson's also involved because he's a secondary coach. Also does a good job at Alabama. We hear his name a lot, but Charles Kelly led the way. Tavarius, you know, obviously helping out wherever he could, but tremendous effort by this Alabama staff. And I mean, you know, again, this kid, I find it hard to believe there's a single school in the country he couldn't have called and committed to.
How about this run in Metro Atlanta for Alabama of late with Dylan Lonergan and Justice Haynes? And you look at, you said it, the official visits alone that Caleb Downs took tells you everything you need to know. He went to Alabama. He went to Georgia, Notre Dame, Ohio State. Clemson was also in the mix. So, yeah, this work that's being done really across the board, but of late, what Alabama's been able to do over in that Atlanta area has been especially impressive.
And, you know, you mentioned Justice Haynes, who's a good friend of his, and that was sort of, you know, the dominoes on this sort of fell in a really nice way for us trying to trace the story. You had Alabama passing on the running back who ended up going to LSU because they felt good about the guys they had. Justice Haynes ends up committing to Alabama. And right before then, we have the Caleb Downs. There's a lot of smoke that Caleb Downs is leaning to Alabama. So these two guys are extremely close. Good friends, both dual-star athletes, dual-star sport athletes. So, you know, Justice was a huge pickup, too. It's probably the biggest surprise. I can't imagine we're going to have a much bigger surprise in this class if we do, with the exception. I mean, it would have to be like an Eli Manning flipping. That's how tremendous it was, Alabama getting Justice Haynes. And Robert Gillespie led the way there. But this guy was considered a Georgia lock. So you get him, you know, tied to the number one player in the state. So you're basically getting two of the top five players in the state of Georgia, you know, both of them helping recruit each other and helping to recruit others. So just a tremendous job by this Alabama staff. And yeah, Dylan, hey, we can't talk enough about this guy, Dylan. I mean, he commits, he falls in, you know, he's followed in a pretty good list of quarterbacks at Alabama. Obviously not scared to compete at that quarterback position. They have another highly touted guy, Eli Holstein, who also thinks a really good football prospect on the heels of signing Simpson last year. And of course, Jalen Milroe, who's already on campus. So quite the competitive crew in Georgia that Alabama's been fortunate enough to get.
We mentioned it off the top. How about this 2023 secondary that is shaping up for Alabama with Downs now joining Tony Mitchell, Jaleel Hurley, Brayson Hubbard, I guess, also projecting perhaps at the safety position. They're not done back there yet, are they, in that secondary for 2023?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the thing with Tony Mitchell is when you look at him, he's a guy that can project a defensive back or safety. I lean a little bit more towards safety myself because mm-hmm. he's such a big hitter, because he's so physical, because he seems to be more comfortable facing the ball than with back against the ball. But I think he's versatile enough to get a look at either one. And then you work yourself down to, you know, I can't say this enough. This guy, Brayson Hubbard, went into camp, was committed to Southern Miss as a baseball player, as a high school quarterback, as a junior. So you don't really have that secondary film. And he wowed Pete Golding, Charles Kelly, Tavares Robinson enough to get an offer. Not only get an offer, but to get pushed to commit. So obviously a guy they feel good about at the safety position. And then, of course, Caleb, you know, and he's a guy you just, you know, Caleb's going to be hard to keep off the field. We've seen Alabama use guys for special teams, and he fits that mold. A big guy, you know, he's got good size, flies down the field and will hit you. So he's a guy I expect to see early. So, yeah, shaping up nice. And, again, Hurley, you know, you put him back there at cornerback, and they probably want to add another cornerback. They're still involved with a few big-name prospects, but mainly Cormani McLean, who's a top-five player in the state of Florida, and I think he's the number one, top-five overall player, and the number one player in the state of Florida. They're involved there with Tavares Robinson leading the way. So this secondary, yeah, it's shaping up it's shaping up rather nicely.
A lot of versatility, a word we use a lot when describing Alabama targets really across the board, but certainly in the secondary. And I understand what, you know, people say about, well, safeties in terms of value, a little bit limited. Not today, man. You got safeties that play slot corner. You got safeties that play that dime backer, that money position at Alabama. They're every down dudes that play important spots against these offenses with three, four wide receiver sets. And Caleb Downs looks more than capable of handling any and all of those roles if needed. Now, Tim, you told us last week, following the commitment of Olas Elenin, that Alabama would soon be among the top five teams in the 2023 team rankings. And, well, Tim, it looks like they're here pretty much and with a bullet right now.
Yeah, I mean, you look at their average rate. I've seen the, you know, sort of the panic that's went with this class. I haven't really understood it because they're getting a lot of quality guys. You look at their overall rating, and also you look at this class and how it's filling out position by position. Slowly but surely, they're filling out exactly what they want to get. So, the class, you know, top five, you know, the top five is so subjective. I've rarely seen a class that's so absurdly better than everybody else. But when you throw them in with the likes of Ohio State, you know, obviously, who's a tremendous recruiting staff, and who Alabama beat here for Caleb. Georgia, who they also beat for Caleb, is another top five national program. When you see Alabama, that's about where you expect them to be. Still going to climb up in the ranking. I mean, that battle is going to come down to semantics at the end usually. But, you know, anytime you're in that top five, especially that top three, you're in rare air. So you're doing some things that are right. So, again, class got a long way to go, but has filled out really nicely.
Caleb Downs now takes his place as the top-rated commitment on the Alabama list of verbals for the 2023 cycle, and does give the Alabama class overall a nice boost in those team rankings. As Tim said, though, a lot still to be done, and that's why you're going to want to be with us at BamaOnline.com. Tim Watts, Hank South, our staff, going to keep you up to speed on all things Alabama recruiting, and also fall camp. Right around the corner, 2022 season is upon us. We'll have you covered from that perspective as well with Charlie Potter, Kirk McNair, myself. So never a better time to jump on board at BamaOnline.com than right now. Tim, anything else for us before we get out of here?
No. I mean, we've got Hunter Osborne will be committing next Monday, mm-hmm. this coming Monday. So that's one to watch out for. Again, Freddie Roach did a good job there. Alabama's been heavily involved in that from the beginning. Clemson's involved, has made a strong push for him. Auburn, Texas, Tennessee, some schools like that. So you guys that are looking forward to the big uglies on both sides of the line, this is a chance for Alabama to add another one.
As always, Tim, appreciate you taking the time.
All right, see you guys on the roundtable, and thank you.
Hang out with us right there on the roundtable. Once again, no better place to get your Alabama recruiting and team news when it first breaks, then right there at the round table. Be sure to join us there. For Tim Watts, Travis Ryer, thanking you once again for joining us here on the Bama Online Podcast as five-star safety Caleb Downs commits to the Alabama Crimson Tide for the 2023 cycle. Until next time, so long, everybody.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.